Hello, this is Deirdre Nealon, editor of Upstate's Literary Journal, with this week's offering from the Healing Muse. I thought we'd try something different today and do one of our humorous pieces. We often receive funny notes from our readers and writers. This one came in the mail from Canada. Ron Ruskin is a psychiatrist, and I'm sure he has dealt with many patients who have hypochondria, fear that they have every disease in the book. Well, Ron remembers when he was a medical student, and he sent us this essay. It's quite common in medical school that young students start to fear they too have every disease they're studying. This piece of his is called Dread, and I will just read some excerpts. I stood at the head of our dissecting table and slowly unrolled the white shroud from the cadaver. A man lay flat and stiff on the table, his skin darkened, thick, and tight about his joints, so that his knees and elbows seemed unnaturally polished and large. "Shall I take the plastic bag off the head?" I asked an anatomy demonstrator. "That will be unnecessary. You will start dissection on the axillary fossa." The axillary fossa? I had to check my anatomy book. That's the armpit. That was where we were to begin. At first, there was just Callahan and I, one on each side of the cadaver. The next day, we were joined by a rosy-cheeked, stocky fellow from Calabria, whose name was Francesco Basso. We called him Franco. Later in the week, we were joined by our fourth partner, Lisa Berg. She had flaxen hair and blue pastel eyes. She told us she felt anxious about being around cadavers. We named our cadaver Clive. During the first week, Lisa developed shortness of breath. Her heart twisted in her chest. When we lifted the white sheet off Clive and started dissection, Lisa confessed her period hadn't come. "Yeah, well, I'm going to be the first man to have twins," Franco chuckled. "Please," Lisa said, "I am not pregnant. I'm not even having sex with anyone." Callahan put down his scalpel. "Well, I'm not feeling well either. I've had dizzy spells this week. My neck has been stiff. I've had headaches for 2 weeks." Franco said, "Headaches?" "The pain, it comes and goes," Callahan said. "It's getting worse." "I've had headaches for weeks too," Franco said. "Meningitis. It could be meningitis," I told them. I covered Clive up with the white sheet. We leaned over him. This was week 3. I whispered, "Clive might have a lethal infection. I don't know where he got it or how it's spreading or where it's coming from, but I feel sick. I think that the infection might have killed him." "You have symptoms?" Franco asked. "Stomach pain on my right side." "That's your liver," Lisa said. "Do you have other symptoms?" "Burning on my right side." "Which side is my appendix on?" "It's on the right side in most people," Callahan said, "unless all your organs are reversed. Then it's on the left side, and your heart is on the right side." That afternoon, I went to the campus doctor. I didn't tell him, though, about my spider fear. I have had this crazy fear there was a huge spider under my bed. Each night, I check the sheets, the closet, and the mattress to make sure there is no spider. I have been doing this for years. The doctor listened to my heart and lungs. He took my blood and urine for testing. Franco confessed in week 4 he was losing his hair. I had dreams now my teeth were falling out. At night, I lay in bed and heard my heart pounding in my chest. The blood swooshed in my ears. I wanted my heart to stop so I could get some peace and quiet. But then my life would be over. We were all dying. There was no way around it. The question was how soon death would come. Would it be fast or slow? Would it be agonizing or painless? Would it come when we were awake or at night when we were asleep? We huddled over Clive and shared our symptoms, the terror of heart disease, the panic of brain tumors, meningitis, hair loss, multiple sclerosis, Hodgkin's disease, a bruise which might blossom overnight on our skin. In the second month of class, Callahan found the answer we were looking for. It was in a psychiatric test and described a condition in medical students who believed they were experiencing the disease under study, a form of hypochondria. Nothing was written about the disorder, yet all my classmates suffered for it. Like Clive and formaldehyde, the condition lingered all that first year in medical school.